Hey, Ben.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, everybody that's listening. This is Amateur Tarot Pod. Welcome. Welcome to our humble pod bode.
On this podcast, we, your two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
Who are we, even though we said our names at the beginning, you might be asking? Well, the guy you were just listening to is Ben Noble. He wishes he was an astronaut.
And the guy who just introduced me is Brian Dooley, and he just got a new car.
I did. So now that all the introductions are out of the way, we can get this date ready. Let's just tell them about the tarot spread, huh?
Sure, why not?
Because there's a lot of different tarot spreads that you can use if you're like a good tarot reader.
And a lot of those are really hard and complicated. Perhaps intentionally so, to discourage newbies like us from trying to take on the tarot.
Haha, but they can't get us. We know we're totally unqualified, so we picked a really basic spread.
It's just three cards.
It's three cards. And we draw them, and the first one we do is the recent past. The middle one we do is your current actions. And then the third one we do is the future outcomes.
It's that easy.
And then we just interpret it and run it through like a filter of advice. And then we shoot it right out hot and fresh to you.
So if you're ready,
let's get to some listener questions.
Let's do it. Steven asks, what is the next step in my life? And this is pretty broad. He says that this is in regards to relationships, his career, just, you know, what's the next step in his life in general? And so the cards that we turned over are the Empress, the Five of Swords, and the Four of Cups. So let's jump in. The Empress is our first card, our recent past card, and it depicts a woman comfortably seated. She's surrounded by nature, and she indicates that you've been spending a lot of time in the recent past getting in touch with your emotions, thinking things over, trying to figure out, you know, rather than intellectually, you're trying to figure out where your emotions are pointing for your next step. And she also represents fertility, but based on the fact that your name's Steven, I'm going to assume that it doesn't necessarily mean that you're pregnant, but more like emotional fertility or coming up with a new idea. And that's probably manifesting itself in at least some inkling of where you'd like to go with your life, you know, what your next step is going to be. And you're not entirely sure how you're going to take that next step beyond, you know, having that goal. You know, maybe you've shared this plans with others. And overall, it's a positive card. It's a card that says you've been spending a lot of time trying to figure out what you want, and now you have an idea. But then the reading turns a little bit more sour. Our immediate action card is a negative one, the Five of Swords, and shows a man holding his defeated enemy's weapons with this smug look on his face. And the overall message of the card is that while the battle might be over, all's not well. And I think the idea behind this card is that you need to be careful. It indicates that pursuing this idea or this goal that you've come up with from the Empress may put you at odds with others. You know, maybe that's your parents who have one vision of your future and you have another, or, you know, maybe it's a partner or a friend who are going to disagree or be opposed with those choices about your next step. Considering this card, I think it means that you need to be prepared for a disagreement. It's a warning that you need to pick your battles and not just blaze forward, assuming this idea that may seem really good and rosy now from the Empress is necessarily the right one, and that in pursuing this idea, you're likely going to encounter resistance. And so our final card is going to indicate how that might play out. And so that future outcome final card is the Four of Cups, and it shows a man sitting under a tree contemplating three cups while this hand from the heavens reaches out to try to hand him a fourth. This fourth cup that he's not paying attention to. And it's a card that appears when you're bored with the status quo, which it sounds like you are if you're contemplating this big life change. But like the Five of Swords before, it's a card of contemplation and opposition. The world's reaching out. It's offering a cup, but the man is closed off and set in his ways. He's being stubborn. And it's a reminder not to take life for granted, that people who want for more are often disappointed, and people who don't look around and see the world for what it is and see all the things that they have are often going to end up in this never-ending chase for more and never going to be satisfied. So overall, I think this reading indicates that Maybe you're too focused on this imagined perfect outcome or this imagined perfect life, and you're not focused enough on the good that's already present in your life. So rather than rushing off headlong on what seems like this great idea that maybe you're getting from the Empress card, maybe you're able to avoid the conflicts from the Five of Swords and this more empty, stubborn feeling from the Four of Cups if your next step in life isn't to charge forward, but rather take a step back and evaluate your life as it currently is. Maybe there are some small changes you can make to improve your current situation, little tweaks that you can make to fix what you don't necessarily like. But right now is not the time to uproot everything and rush headlong into this brand new world, flipping everything over in your life and relationships and career. It's instead time to take a step back and look at the bounty that surrounds you. Look and appreciate what you already have. And maybe that's what the next step in your life is, focusing on the present rather than an imagined future that may not come true.
Adam asks, have I already peaked? Is it all downhill from here? As I get older, I fear that I've already seen my best days. The spread for Adam is the Emperor, a reversed Queen of Cups, and the Fool. Our first card, the card representing the recent past, is the Emperor. Besides being a word that I routinely spell incorrectly, the Emperor is a powerful figure. He's essentially masculinity as a concept. And this is the olden times view of masculinity. It's more likely stated now as like assertiveness and effectiveness. The tarot is not without its share of problematic iconography. The Emperor's beard shows that he's been around a while. He knows a few things. That's also what all the goat heads are about. In addition to being super wise and mighty and manly, the Emperor also is very passionate. He has a lust for life. With his position here in the recent past, the Emperor seems to be indicating that you've possibly hit an important age, something recognized by society as like a milestone along the way of aging. What it says here and what it says to you is you've got a bit of time under your belt. You have experiences that you can compare to what happens in the future. And the Emperor also brings a certain fearlessness to the table. He's in charge. He knows how to exert control in the best way. With his position here, again, it seems to be saying that up to this point, you've had some success with presenting yourself in the best possible light and at leveraging your willpower into tangible, positive outcomes. And that brings us to our immediate action card, the Reverse Queen of Cups. She's kind of a foil to the Emperor, as she's all about emotions and feelings, again, problematically feminine things, but she's got a lot of water and aquatic imagery going on, and that speaks to the mercurial and mystical workings of the inner mind, of the emotional life. She is in control of this rich inner world when she's upright. What we're dealing with here is maybe the idea that you're not connected with your emotional side or that you're not satisfied with it. Maybe it's running out of control. Maybe recent developments have you leaning more on the unbalanced emotional side or giving more weight to the thoughts and circumstances that arise because of these emotions. The upside down Queen of Cups is a warning that you need to get that stuff under control or it's going to keep eating at you and keep causing the same problems. The things you're imagining, the catastrophizing that you might be doing, that's always going to be worse than reality. But those thoughts are going to affect your reality until you can begin to get them under control. The more in your head you let yourself get, the more in your head you'll get recursively. The message here is to look back at the Emperor. Look back at the times when you weren't having these issues and realize that what has changed is your point of view. Regain some of that perspective and turn the Queen of Cups right again. When she's upright again, then you'll be able to enjoy the benefits of the intellectual certainty of the Emperor and the rich and positive inner life that the upright Queen would suggest. Another thought on the Reverse Queen of Cups in the immediate action role is that you're going to want to avoid situations where codependency might become an issue. You need to be right in your own self before you can place that burden on someone else. That's a bad phrasing of it. Before you can share those experiences fully with someone else in a healthy way. And that brings us to the future outcome card. You know him, you love him, he's a favorite of ours and a friend of the show, the Fool. The hero on the Fool card is about to start a journey. Where is it going to take him? He doesn't know. He's optimistic and naive and innocent. He's got a little pupper with him to help keep him safe and on a path, and somebody to play with and maybe teach him a few life lessons along the way. And he's also got a bag with him of supplies that will hopefully carry him through this journey that he's embarking on. The future outcome that the Fool card suggests is heavy with potential. Essentially, any inspirational poster that you've ever seen in an office comes from the outlook of the Fool. Achievement, opportunity, growth, success. Hang in there. But what is he calling for you to do? His placement here seems to say that you should embrace this new chapter of your life. Recognize the things you can control and the things you can't, and use all the tools in your bag to right that queen and introduce her to the emperor. Embrace the adventure. The prescription here would be healthy risk-taking. And just to wrap this all together, the cards seem to be indicating here that you're leaving a place of relative self-assuredness. You're entering a new leg of your life, and it's got you feeling more introspective than you were before, and less willing to look at concrete realities, more likely to lean on emotions and things that aren't quite evidence-based. Finding causality where there's only correlation is creating anxiety, which is spiraling into unhealthy affect. Look to your next steps. Enter today with open eyes and realign yourself with your grounded, rational self. Learn to recognize the useful and the less than useful parts of your imagination and emotions. Somebody once said, worrying makes you suffer twice. And that, I'm realizing, was a character in a Harry Potter movie. But the message is the same. Take a breath. Move forward in your journey with the knowledge that things are going to work out the way they work out, and just keep your eyes open for those opportunities. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks so much to both Adam and Steven for being our querents this week. It takes guts to let two wildly unqualified people air your dirty laundry to the world under the guise of magic cards. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, when you put it that way.
I know, it makes us sound better than we are.
I think the phone banks are going to just light up.
Should we do a card of the week?
Yes, we should, Brian. Why don't you explain to us what the card of the week is?
Oh, okay. Well, the card of the week, for those of you who haven't been with us for our entire distinguished history, is a card that we pull each week, and we give a mini reading, even minier than our regular three card spread, just for everyone to use to kind of frame the upcoming week, to look for ways to embody this card or to solve problems using the things that this card has to offer. And so this goes out to all of our listeners. Anyone who's not a listener could still apply, but they just don't know about it. It goes out to our querents. So Adam and Steven, you get two bonus cards on top of your spreads. It's just a bonus week. So what was the card this week?
So the card this week is the Eight of Cups.
Eesh!
Womp womp. So the Eight of Cups is a card that's about escapism, disappointment, abandonment, and withdrawal. It's a pretty sad card. And if you have a tarot deck in front of you, if you look it up online, or if you just take my word for it, if you looked at the Eight of Cups, you would see a guy who is by himself. In the foreground of the card, there's these eight chalices that are stacked up on top of each other like those cool cup stacking videos on YouTube. But even though this guy's got these sweet golden cups, he's off in the distance with his head slumped over. He's all hunched over, walking off into the mountains, sad. He's looking for something else.
Yeah, this card is about restlessness and dissatisfaction, disappointment, like we said before, and solitude. He has everything he ever thought he wanted, but it is not enough.
But it's not just a card about negativity and, you know, you're not screwed. This card is a call to action. It's a card that's asking you to figure out, what is it going to take to be satisfied? So identify areas in your life where you can find deeper joy and take the first steps into something that may be a little bit scary, or do something that's bold. Find areas where maybe you're not already appreciating what you have, and find ways to take joy in what you've already got and what's already in front of you.
Yeah. Another thing that the Eight of Cups could represent, or another aspect of it, I guess, is maybe you already have success in your relationships or in your work or in your financial situation or whatever. But maybe you're so disappointed in those successes, or so disappointed in where the journey has taken you, that you're willing to turn your back on all of that in pursuit of something greater. Possibly you're just stretched too thin and you just got to get out. Things might be disheartening right now, but if you use that disappointment as a catalyst for real change, you can enact that change. You can be the harbinger of your own success. And I'm definitely not saying leave your family, quit your job. I'm saying if there's a huge roadblock in between you fulfilling your final destiny and wherever you are right now, and you have the power to change that, then use this time to do that.
So to wrap that all up in a nice little 140 character tweetable, look at what's in front of you, look at what's already here now, and find ways to appreciate that and take joy in what you already have.
That was a good little button, Ben.
Thanks, Brian.
And also, thanks to our listeners, right?
Thank you guys for being with us every week, or for the first time this week.
Yeah, whatever it is, thank you so much. You're listening so well. Guys, good job. And do you have any questions for us?
If you're listening as well,
just shout it out.
Yeah, just shout it out right now, wherever you are, in your car, on your run, cooking, washing the dishes, at work.
Oh, you know what? They are probably not going to be able to shout directly to us.
Oh, but they should still shout it out.
You should.
It might make you feel better.
First step, shout out that question, yo. Second step, you can try and find us online.
Yeah, take those words that you spat out of your mouth, reel them back in.
Catch them
and
hold them close.
Put them on a digital paper.
Yeah.
Post them at amateurtarot.tumblr.com.
That's our website. Yeah.
Send them to amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
That's our email.
Or if it's a really short question, or maybe you just want to say, good job, guys, you can do that and tweet to us at Tarot Amateur.
That's our Twitter. Could they say great job, guys?
I feel like that would be asking a lot of them. They could say that, but I wouldn't want them to exaggerate.
Well, it's just one more character,
I guess.
Yeah, do great job, guys.
Yeah, why don't you guys send us great job, guys?
It's going to make you look better, and that's what we're really concerned about.
We're looking out for you.
And then if you just wanted to tell me how good a job Ben is doing, you can hit me up at @ZenIronMan. That's my Twitter.
And if you want to tell me what a great job Brian's doing, you can find me at imakingallthisup.com, which is my website where I write about creativity stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it.
I think that's it.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Good night.